So how do you think your childhood played a part in your music?
I'd say it was a pretty serious role, I guess, in my music. As far as where it's kind of brought me back to at this point, you know, growing up, I grew up in Athens, Georgia, right outside of Athens on a farm, and my family had kind of a pretty decent sized community of, there was something called the Athens Folk Music and Dance Society, which is kind of this whole crew of Athens cats that all played music and everything from all the old folky stuff, you know, the Cat Stevens, John Pine, Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, that whole world, to like Appalachian old time music, you know, string stuff that had been around for a long time. And that's when I grew up, that's how I grew up playing, was sitting and taking parties with kind of this community of people and just washing folks' hands and starting to learn the instrument. And, you know, so music kind of from the get-go was all about community, you know, it's all about people spending time together and sharing together. And was always about kind of, I guess, the honest part of living, you know, something everybody did because they loved it with no other intention. You know, and so I kind of went through the ringer a little bit, went through, you know, when I was about 20 or 21, I got a song, that songwriting deal to move to Nashville, and, you know, the gig everybody in Nashville always wanted. And, you know, I think a big part of my childhood, you know, made me realize pretty quickly, once I was up in Nashville and doing this whole thing for other reasons than every reason I did it growing up, you know, kind of changed things a little bit. Kind of made me realize I couldn't live and work and create art in that kind of environment, you know. So it's definitely brought me, I think it's kind of returning back to where I started, you know, writing music for the right reasons, about stuff that I actually care about things that I actually have to say, and about real experiences that I have, you know. And I think that was all kind of rooted in me pretty early on. Kind of all I knew music to be. So you kind of can't rip that out of a guy, I don't think, as much as I may have tried. So, you know, as far as the deeper, more, I guess, meaningful side of things, you know, I think it plays a huge role in it, you know. And even if we're talking stylistically, you know, music that I grew up on was a lot of that kind of late 60s, early 70s folky stuff. You know, the Crosby, Stills, Nash, and you know, all the other stuff I mentioned, and that whole world. And there was just a certain amount of, I don't know, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, I just would call it magic almost, you know. It's, I think what it is authenticity, really, if I'm being honest. But there's a certain depth and a certain amount of meaning that those artists were all able to, they were able to pull from and in their expression, that I really always connected with. And, you know, even the band, you know, I mean, you know, when you hear that stuff, you can just tell that those people mean what they're saying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just has been something that's been pretty hard to come by in my generation, you know? So I feel like overall, that kind of upbringing, even the way I lived, you know, I mean, we lived very simple off the land and grew most of what we ate, and I lived in a log cabin and raised vegetarian. It was all very kind of intentional, pretty progressive kind of lifestyle, even when I was a kid. And I know a lot of people that come to that over time and kind of, you know, are moving back towards kind of off the grid and that whole deal. But it's a little bit different when, I guess, when you're raised in it from a baby on up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a little bit of a deeper place. So, you know, hopefully that's all been a pretty big influential part of what I'm creating these days. I hope so. I hope I'm still going, but, you know.